That light is good. I'm gonna get some tan.
How's day one?
Pretty good. We went through a couple systems and couple out of bounds plays, sideline out of bounds, and it was pretty good. I would say it's something unusual because it's really actually easy, you know, to pick it up all these systems. I just hope I'm not gonna mess it up the calls, you know, because the systems are pretty close to the one we were running in Orlando. Just the calls are different, so I will. I'm 100% sure I'm not gonna have a bigger problems with that. Yeah, I'll feel pretty comfortable, and just like coach said, and I talked to Steve before, if I'm gonna you know, mess it up something, there's nothing wrong with playing pick and roll with him. So I know that one of the options is always gonna be to just go and set a screen. You're always gonna play good.
Was Steve Nash the first thing that came to your mind when you heard you were coming
here? Oh yeah, I mean, the first thing was Steve Nash. The second thing, the running team, and then rest of the things, like, you know, great city, good city with a lot of sports, football, NHL, you know, baseball, and just with the people around the team. You know, I know Goran Dragic, I know for a while already. You know, coach Alvin Gentry has a great style, and he likes to give playing time to the young guys, let the young guys do a lot of things. So I'm excited about, you know, coming, and like I said, big opportunity for me, finally, after so many years.
Did you have a hard time picking a number, or were you okay?
I gotta tell you, I had a hard time because 13 was the only one number I have ever played in my life. I did not have different number in my life. There was even a situation one year in the national team that if I'm not gonna have my number, I'm not gonna play. And you know, coming here, obviously I can't say that, but I decided to pick number 4, and number 4 was usually the number of my point guard, and later on my head coach from German team, Sasha Obradovic. He's one of the best point guards in Europe back in the day, and I just decided to honor him and just appreciate for everything what he did to me. I decided to pick his number.
It's like 1 + 3.
No, it's not like that. 1 + 3.
It's not
Brett Favre. Oh, no. I'm Michael Vick. I love Michael Vick. He's the man. I mean, after all this thing, what he's been through, and he came back on top, and he's one of the greatest. I'm the hockey guy because we have one NHL player. We have one Polish NHL player, and he's playing right here in Arizona. So I'm excited to meet him. We can say we've been pretty close and getting together finally and talking to each other, but every time was something popping out, and you know, now finally we have a time. So I hope he's gonna come to the game, and I'm gonna see the game of, you know, of NHL game the way he plays. So. You know what, honestly, it's hard to say about my countrymen, about my people who are before me. I don't want to be compared to these guys because each one of them brought something different to the table and different things. He brought different things to their organization. So I'm just going to focus on my game, on focus on winning and I'm going to try to, you know, be the guy that this organization is going to be proud of. So, you know, Maciej Lampi was talented guy, but he was doing a lot of different things. So you know, I'm just, like I said, I'm just excited I'm here. I talked to Maciej Lampi yesterday. He's gonna come today to Phoenix, and he's gonna be at the Miami game. So I'm really pumped up.
You mentioned the opportunity. What has been discussed with coach as far as, you know, minutes, play with Robin, back him up?
We did not talk about that at all. You know, we just basically talk about the systems today, and I'm 100% sure I'm gonna go to his office now and talk to him. I can recognize from the situation that, you know, from the practice, that he's gonna be okay. He's gonna be cool with me doing a little bit different things than I was doing in Orlando. If I'm gonna have an open jump shot, you know, 15 feet jump shot, I can take that. And he's gonna probably give me more freedom than I used to have in Orlando. So I'm really appreciative for that, and obviously I'm gonna try to pay back and just bring a lot of rebounds, block shots, and intensity, play defense. You know, that's what the team needs the most.
You gonna miss Dan Yelly?
I think you can answer the question on your own. It was a different situation yesterday. I mean, it was a weird situation while I was sitting with half of the staff, you know, from the front office, and I was talking to them, and they all told me the shoot-arounds are shorter, walkthroughs and practices are shorter. We're going hard, but it's way shorter. And, you know, I know Coach Gentry from the game. I mean, he's not losing his mind over there. So it's going to be a little bit different, I would say. And we'll see. As long as I'm going to be a better player, I'm going to focus on the game. I don't have any problem with that.